Al Siegel, Community of Agencies. We have Tom O'Connor, the CEO and executive director. Is that title close?
They throw president at it.
Oh, president.
President.
Okay.
That'll work.
I never know what you guys are, you know. Grand Poobah. That's that would be it, right?
Sure, sure.
So we are in February, and that is the just one month.
Yeah, so we call it February.
February?
Yeah, February, because we're going to send out 500,000 blue envelopes to all of 144, 145, 146, all of our friends, and ask them to support our Just One campaign celebrating its 34th year this year.
That was a great idea.
It's an incredible idea.
Who came up with that one? Was that Dan?
So the long story short is that this was an idea that came about through the Ad Council, which is now CauseWave Community Partners.
Oh, okay.
But back in the day, the Ad Council helped work on this idea. Al Siegel Center was involved in a capital campaign. We were shy of the goal, and we went in to some executives that were helping assist Ad Council as volunteers, one of which was Jerry Infantino at the time.
Okay.
And my understanding is there was a conversation around the table, and somebody said, hey, what if we just sent around an envelope to people in Rochester and said, hey, support this great organization, just give a dollar. So that's how it came about. And the first year we did it, we mailed to 80,000 people, and it was something that the board of Al Siegel was very nervous about.
Sure.
It was a pretty significant investment. Right.
Right.
And there was
just
no
the postage. Right?
Yeah. The postage alone. Right. And there was just, you know, and the idea of like, people are going to send money in the mail. Really?
Yeah.
But what happened was, and the story is a great one, is that, a postal carrier walked into the building and said, you know, hey, we've got returns for you. We thought that they might have been, you know, bad postage or undeliverable. It turned out that was response.
Wow.
He had a bag full of response on the very first day that he came back to the building to deliver mail. And everybody was like, oh, my God. And he goes, oh, there's more in the car. So we knew that we had something that resonated. And I think it really, I mean, it speaks to the generosity of this community.
Sure.
You know, we're very fortunate to live in Rochester and have so many generous people who support so many different organizations. Just One is something that everyone can do.
Sure.
Right? It gives everyone access to be included. And it's, you know, something that families can do and teach their kids about philanthropy. So it's always worked because it's always been just $1.
Well, and plus it's Al Siegel. And, The community of agencies, maybe review for people not familiar with all the agencies that are under your umbrella.
Sure. So we have seven member agencies: CP Rochester, EPI, the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, Medical Motor Service, Rochester Rehabilitation, Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, and Starbridge. And then we have another, we have two affiliate agencies, the Ark of Monroe and Mary Cariola. And then we have a number of neighbors that are, at this point, close to 15 different independent agencies who all lease space with Al Siegel and use the shared services that we provide.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's such a great idea. You know, it's one-stop shopping. When you give to Al Siegel, you're supporting so many places.
Organization. It's a great point. You know, it's a force multiplier, right? So we've got, you know, we've got six campuses, 20 buildings, and we provide these unique spaces, you know, gymnasiums, recreation spaces, therapy, warm water therapy pools, different areas that these agencies wouldn't have on their own, but collectively we can make it happen. And that's really, you know, we talk about being able to achieve more together. And this is an example of that each and every day.
And the medical motor services is moving people around, too. The transportation's got to be a big part of it.
Yeah, it's a huge part of it. Transportation and access to being able to get to the services you need.
Sure, because these people are special needs.
Absolutely. And it's a service that is specialized. It's non-emergency, but it is, you know, but it is medical transportation. This is an organization that has, you know, over 80 vehicles in its fleet. They're providing over 500,000 trips a year. And these are drivers who really do door-to-door service.
Yeah,
You know, we like to say this isn't necessarily, when you think about Uber or Lyft or ride-sharing,
right?
You know, those are independent choices. But in a lot of cases, the folks who are choosing to ride with medical motor service know their drivers. You know,
right.
they have a relationship with one another. And there's also a comfort level. When you talk about people with developmental disabilities, not everyone can access technology the same way.
Yeah.
Not everyone's comfortable getting into a vehicle with someone they don't know. So it's a reassurance to be able to have an organization like Medical Motor Service in our community. And they've been here for 100 years. to be able to provide a consistent level of quality care and service, allowing people to access the things they need and want to do. It's truly inclusive.
Do you have other agencies come to you sometimes looking for your help?
Yeah, we do. We do. And we have, you know, we have agencies that they may be startups who, you know, they're right. really looking for an opportunity to really have incubator space, if you will. We've got a number of folks who come to us just to use conference space. We've got conference rooms in a number of our buildings that are outfitted for hybrid meetings, you know, AV and all the things that you need to be able to do Zoom meetings or Microsoft Teams, those kinds of things. So the AV resources are there. The setups we provide and do those for folks. So yeah, we've got folks that come to us who aren't necessarily, you know, part of the network, if you will.
Right.
But
right.
it's an introduction to some of the different things that Els Eagle offers. And then from that point, you know, it may lead to an opportunity to be closer.
Right. Right. What else? What's in the store for 24 here? What do you got?
Yeah.
What are you building something? You acquiring something?
So, yeah,
you always got something going on.
We're working. We're growing. We're working on growing. We've got a number of different plans in place. We're doing what we call space planning now. And this isn't NASA. This is us. Mm-hmm, you know,
yeah.
really starting to develop property and some of the land that we have. And we own some land, fortunately, that we've got available for development. And we've also got some space that we're trying to accommodate a couple of big strategic initiatives for us. We're not ready to share just what those are just yet,
but they're coming.
Right. And but in the interim, you know, we've for 2024, just even just around Just One, we've got Just One Night coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at
Pani
Vino.
I'm a bartender.
You are. You're a celebrity bartender. You're part of the team. And so we've got our Els Eagle Council, which is our young professionals group. They've issued a challenge to our Board of Trustees and our Board of Governors. It's a friendly competition. All the proceeds go to Els Eagle and our member agencies to support the great work that they do. But that's at Pani Vino. That's on February 8th.
That's a great venue for it, too.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah. It really is.
It's so, I forget what team I'm on. I got the email, like, last week or something that told me what team I'm on.
You're on the winning team.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's always a lot of fun because you come out, you meet a lot of different people there and from all the organizations, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So it's a fundraising challenge for us. It's the ninth year that we've done it, and it's wide open to the public, so anybody can come. You don't have to be a celebrity bartender like Nino, but it helps.
Guest bartender.
Yeah, guest bartender. I call you a celebrity. But we've got, it'll be a fun night. It's a great opportunity, a great event.
What's the date again?
It's on February 8th. So that'll take place here next week. And then we've got an event called Lift for Abilities happening at Hunt Hollow on February 23rd.
Oh, that's right. I put that on the community calendar.
Yeah, so this is a new event for us. This is our third year, and we're really excited. We're kind of hoping that we're going to get a little bit more snow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, folks are able to see one of our programs in use. It's called Shared Ski Adventures, and this is an adaptive ski program that allows anybody to sit out to do a what they've got a device called a sit ski. So you can go down the mountain on a sit ski. I've done it. It's great
really?
Fun. Oh yeah, yeah, it was awesome. I did it. I was curious,
mm-hmm.
and they said, Tom, if you want to do it, you know, get
Hunt
in.
Hunt Hollow is a nice little track.
It's
too.
A great run.
Yeah,
it's a great run. So yeah, it's
not the Bristol where you get a million people. I mean, I love Bristol.
Bristol's
work there.
Yeah, right.
As a kid,
I know exactly. You know? Yeah, no, it's more intimate, but it's also a really it's a nice
and anybody can ski.
Anybody
can so, just yeah, come on down
come out
and ski
and we're raising funds for that. But it's also anybody that wants to participate or learn more about some of the different programs we have at Els Eagle and our member agencies will do that as well there.
All right. What else do we need to know? I'm trying to think. You have your thing open there.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the Just One envelope. So we've got some new things this year. You can donate online at elseagle.org, Just One, or Venmo.
All right.
Yep. So that's new for us this year, being able to use Venmo. And then you can also text 56651. And make a donation that way as well.
All right.
Or if you need to and want more information, go to elseagle.org.
Or you can give to my birthday thing because every year my birthday is the day before the bartending.
That's
thing.
Right. And, exactly.
So I always put you guys up there for my my birthday.
Absolutely.
Because it's always it's just goes together.
We're perfect like that.
Yeah. It's a ways out, but the golf tournament and the event, that's always a big one.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got golf tournament coming up in June, second week of June. So yeah, we'll be at Midvale and invite folks to join us there as well. And I to be honest, I can't remember what year it is of the golf tournament. I should know off the top of my head, but I don't. And then we've got, we've got another, a number of events that'll take place throughout the year, but we've also got an eclipse event coming up.
Oh, so, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's probably things posted.
Gee,
on
I haven't
the website.
Heard about that.
I know, right? What's happening? Right? We're in the path of totality. But yeah, we're going to be doing an eclipse event at Al Siegel as well. We're going to be there'll be lunch packages and an opportunity for folks to use our parking areas at Al Siegel to watch the eclipse that afternoon.
One of your member agencies, Rochester Hearing and Speech, turned 100 last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any other anniversaries like that coming up?
Yeah, so there are. I'm trying to remember, you know, which ones are following which dates, but I can tell you that for us, one of the things, we just talked with the executive director of EPI, and you're familiar with EPI.
Right. Oh,
I do
sure.
a lot
yeah.
of work with them.
I do the chocolate ball.
Yeah, exactly. They've got their chocolate ball scheduled for April this year. But Jeff Sensabox, the executive director, just shared that Al Siegel has the foundation has provided over $1 million in support to that organization through our partnership in Lifetime. And EPI, when they joined us, they were the Epilepsy Foundation, and they joined us in the mid 80s.
Yeah.
So that's $1 million that's been given to them by the Al Siegel Foundation. He's going to speak at our boards and let folks know that.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
That's a great guy, and that's a really significant milestone as well.
It really is. It really is. All the great work that's done over there. Do you still have room at the Elmwood where you're at there? You have a lot of property there.
Yeah, we have a lot of property there. It's a 220,000-square-foot building. I'll tell you that one is nearly fully occupied.
No kidding.
Yeah, which is part of the reason why, you know, earlier in our conversation, I said we've got some development opportunities and some building we need to do. Our board's approved some expansion, and we're going to be working on that in 2024 and 2025. But yeah, we've got a full facility at that location, but we've got 6 campuses, and so there's some opportunities in some other places. And we own some land as well in some strategic places near the Elmwood campus.
How many people do you think under all those agencies are served annually? Have you ever counted it? Done the head count?
Yeah, so collectively it's over 55,000 people who are served by the agencies. And it's, you know, it's such a diverse group and such a population that has come to depend on the agencies for what they do. I think most people realize these nonprofits, community-based organizations, have filled gaps that just, you know, couldn't exist if it weren't for the fact that the people are so generous, and that we've got people who are trained and professional and are at the ready to help.
Yeah, you must employ thousands of people.
Across the board for all of the agencies, yes, there's thousands of employees.
Wow. It's such a great feather in our cap in our community to have somebody like Al Siegel. You know, community of agencies.
Thank you. I think, you know, Dino, I'm on an international board for what they call multi-tenant facilities, and we are recognized as the oldest and one of the most innovative because we were built around this idea of helping people with disabilities and special needs. There's nothing else that existed like it in the country.
Yeah.
They're starting to see, because it's such a good idea, it's such an innovative idea, I'm starting to be asked to go to different cities and talk about how we've come together and how do you build it. And I tell people, be patient. The idea was formed in 1962, and we didn't open our first building until 1968.
Right.
And then, you know, fast forward for 60 years, we've now got 20 buildings and 6 campuses with 650,000 square feet of real estate. But it took a long time. It takes a long time. It's a lot of work.
All right. Well, we're almost out of time. So the guest bartending event is Pane Vino. It's this Thursday.
Yep. February 8th.
And then the ski event at Hunt Hollow
on Friday, February 23rd.
And then all month is, what'd you call it, February?
February, yeah, for just one. Yeah, February, just for those blue envelopes that'll be arriving, or you might even have them in your mailbox already. And if not, go to alsiegel.org and we'll help you get
it. I was just going to say, if you don't get a blue envelope, you can still give just one.
Absolutely.
Tom O'Connor, thanks for coming in, man.
Dino, thanks for having me.
We'll see you at Pane Vino on Thursday night.
You bet. It's going to be a riot.